When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We got Michael Goodwin back. I knew we could do this. The electronics of New York, maybe it's the last thing that still works here. Anyway, Michael Goodwin, first of all, I have not spoken to you in a while. I miss you, so I'm glad you're coming back on the show. And I'm looking at your column, GOP has shot at win, really. Look, Michael, I make no bones about it. I think Zeldin is – his election is crucial to saving this city and this state. And so I want to talk about that because your column is optimistic about his chances. I spoke to Lee – I guess it was yesterday. I had a nice conversation with Lee, 15 minutes, 20 minutes or so. It's about crime and it's about the economy. And you're saying, and I hope you're right, Zeldin has a good shot at this.
Well, good morning, Larry. Yes, look, the latest poll, the first poll to come out after the primary season has him down by 14 points. Now, that's not a cliffhanger by any stretch, but it is certainly 3 months from the election. There's certainly plenty of time to make that up. And by way of comparison, in 2014, at the same stage, the first week of August of 2014, Andrew Cuomo was an incumbent running against the Republican challenger, then Rob Astorino. Cuomo was up by 32 points in that same week, first week of August, and he ended up winning by 14. So Astorino managed to shave off 18 points of the lead. And that's just one example, I think, that if you look at the last four elections, the Republican candidate in New York State has never gotten more than 40%. Now, Zeldin in this poll is already at 39%, and he says his own polling shows the race even closer than 14 points. So I think, however you dissect these numbers, they are something of a warning shot to the Democrats, to Kathy Hochul, the governor, and I think they should encourage Republicans to see that this is a winnable race. And if this one isn't winnable, Larry, I'm not sure which one would be. I mean, Kathy Hochul is in a unique situation, succeeded the disgraced Andrew Cuomo. Has not been elected to the position yet. There's not a lot of enthusiasm for her. She hasn't been able to instill a kind of discipline within the party. There's a lot of sniping at her. The mayor of New York, Eric Adams, is actually closer to Zeldin on crime issues than he is Hochul. In fact, the New York Times the other day had a story on Adams' disputes with Hochul over crime and what the state could do about it, and basically cited Zeldin as another person having an argument with Hochul on the same issues. I mean, so that's an unusual situation, to say the least, but I think it speaks to the fact that Hochul, whatever she was once in her life, has drifted far left, is now either afraid of or part of the legislative leader cabal in Albany, which has, you know, turn them loose. That's their motto when it comes to judges, when it comes to DAs. There's the Alvin Bragg situation in Manhattan. And I thought it was interesting when Ron DeSantis suspended a prosecutor in Florida for not enforcing the law, for vowing not to enforce certain laws. That's what Zeldin has been saying all along, that he would suspend or fire Alvin Bragg as Manhattan DA for failure to enforce the law. So Hochul, I think, is under some pressure here not just in the poll, but among restless Democrats who really see the city and the state sliding away, further and further away from being a civilized place to live and work and raise a family. It's and New York City is not alone in the state. I mean, you look at all of the upstate cities, Buffalo, Binghamton, Utica, Rochester, they've all got serious crime problems. And so I think this is a moment where if the Republicans can unite, Zeldin won the primary. It was a contested, spirited primary. He won it. So he should be able to unite the Republican and the conservative parties to give himself a real shot.
You know, I think he's the last hope for this city and state. Your point about Eric Adams is a very important point. Actually, I spoke to the mayor this week just briefly, but Kathy Hochul, again, as you say, whatever she might have been in the past, she's thrown in with the far left of her party. They are favoring the criminals over the victims. Bragg should have been fired. Judges should have much more discretion to set appropriate bail. This stuff, you know, Michael, it's you get these people, what, they jump over turnstiles, then they fight the cops, and then they get released in a couple of hours. I mean, I think normal, common sense people hate that stuff. And Zeldin is clearly the guy that will solve it. And the crime issue is probably going to be number one, economy probably number two, maybe corruption number three, because I think Hochul is very corrupt. Maybe we'll talk about that. You mentioned that in your column, what she's doing, the Buffalo football stadium or whatever it is, and giving her, you know, handing out contracts to her donors. I mean, people pick up on that. But the basic issue is crime, the lack of safety, and crime, you know, Michael Goodwin, safe streets are like tax cuts, you know. People will come out, they'll work in the buildings again, they'll open up new businesses, but they won't if they can't take the subways safely, they won't if they can't walk the streets safely. That's why Zeldin can win. I believe that's why Zeldin can win.
I mean, we're speaking from the same book here, Larry. I think that this is an opportunity because the Democrats are so overt in what they are doing. They're not hiding it. Right. I mean, when you think about what they've done with on the criminal justice thing, on taxes, on quality of life issues, I mean, they just keep sticking it to people and with there are no consequences. I mean, Andrew Cuomo, despite New York State losing another House seat, which is at one point not so during his father's tenure, New York had 41 House seats. It's now going to have 26. I mean, you have had a continual decline in the quality of life in New York. You have had the people moving out because of the taxes. So New York is just not growing. It's not a vibrant place. And, you know, the pandemic certainly drove a very big nail in the coffin. But you still see a lot of vacant storefronts that were occupied until the pandemic. But all the more reason why people who are thinking of coming back to the city or moving to the city for the first time or opening a business here, all the more reason why they need to feel safe about it. Look, if you're an employer and you're going to open a business and you're worried about your employees on the subway, you're worried about them getting robbed or getting stuck up in the store. I mean, all of these things factor into your thinking. And then when it comes to your own family, it's going to be double that. So there's so many disincentives right now in the city and the state that it's kind of remarkable that it's holding together as much as it is.
You know, Zeldin, Zeldin's a tough guy. Okay. He's mild mannered. He's not a screamer, but I've known him for years, Michael. You probably have too. He is a strong guy. He has a strong backbone. So my reckoning is if he wins, he will follow through. He will fire Alvin Bragg. He will go after the legislature. He will change the way judges can set bail and so forth and so on. In other words, I don't think these are idle promises. I think you're looking at a guy who's very, very strong. people should not underestimate him because his public persona is a mild persona, which I think is quite pleasing to people, by the way. But he will not relent. I mean, I worked with him in Washington when I was down there, talking to him on the phone all the time. He's tough. He'll get it done.
Well, and I would say one other thing too, Larry, that the governor's position in New York is a powerful
yes.
one. I mean, it's
yes.
One of the key features that you have that George Pataki won in a court fight was the line item veto. The New York State governor has that power. Let's assume Zeldin wins. He's going to inherit a very heavily Democratic legislature, probably veto-proof in both houses. So he is going to have to, I think, wage a lot of war and maybe have to make some concessions. But he doesn't go in there unarmed. I mean, having the ability to do a line item veto means something in the budget. You can essentially pass the budget and veto specific parts of it that you find egregious spending, wasteful, whatever. That's a very big power to have for a governor.
Does he need the legislature to fire Alvin Bragg?
No. Look, this is a rarely tested thing, and it would be contested. Alvin Bragg was elected by 83% of the voters in Manhattan. He's black, smart man, well-educated, and not without his defenders. This would be a very big deal for example, I can't think offhand of any governor in recent times who has removed either a prosecutor or a mayor from office. Now, if you'll recall, there was talk that maybe Andrew Cuomo would remove Bill de Blasio as mayor because he was doing such a terrible job. Mm. Cuomo concluded he had the authority. And there doesn't seem to be any real dispute that the governor has the authority to remove other elected officials who are, in effect, breaking their oath of office, kind of neglecting their primary duty. Nonetheless, it would be a politically fraught fight. And while it would be a symbolic thing to do, Alvin Bragg is not the only problem when it comes to prosecutors. The New York City has five, one for each county. And four of the others are similar to Bragg. They just didn't tout themselves that way in the way he did. But they're all sort of very progressive in this idea that it's the criminal justice system is the problem, not the criminals.
Maybe he fires a couple of them.
Well, that he may have to do that.
And changes the climate, Michael. You know, sends a message, changes the whole climate.
Well, and that's the sort of thing, you know, that Rudy Giuliani did in New York City. Right. You have to be willing to stand up alone and make these dramatic moves that you believe are foundational to changing the direction that is destroying the city. And once you do that, once you begin to show results, more people come to your side and join the fight. But in the beginning, it can be a lonely fight. Mm. And it takes patience. It takes kind of a stick-to-itiveness. You know, the New York Times is going to be trying to destroy him. They're going to try to destroy him even before he's elected. Mm. Hochul is going to just paint him as a Trump acolyte. And they're going to destroy him on issues unrelated to the crime problem, unrelated to the economy. So it'll be abortion and Trump. That will be the big negatives that Hochul will use against him. Wow. So I think a lot of people that in New York City who have been pining for a chance for change, who have been, you know, are going to have to pull behind Zeldin, get behind him. I mean, I think he's at a financial disadvantage. You know, there are generally twice as many Democrats as Republicans enrolled. Now, one of the good signs in that poll showed him having a slight edge among independents already. And get this, Larry, only 8 points behind on the Latino vote.
Right.
He believes he has a real shot at winning the Latino vote.
Oh, he will.
And just one more quick thing on numbers. In New York City, if you for a Republican to win statewide, you need to get somewhere around 30% of the city's vote. For example, the last two Republican gubernatorial candidates got under 20%. And though they did very well in other parts of the state, the Democrats run up the score in New York City. So if you can get 30% of the city vote, you have a real shot at winning statewide. Now, Zeldin is, according to his latest polls, is around, I think, 25, 28, 29, somewhere in the high 20s. Curtis Sliwa, who ran for mayor on the Republican line, got 29% of the vote. So Zeldin believes he can get into the mid-30s.
And he's a winner.
As you said to me, if you get into the mid-30s as a Republican in New York City, he said if you're under 30, it's hard to win. If you're 35, it's hard to lose. And I think so. He's got a plan. And being from Long Island, I think he has a real potential to make inroads in the city.
I'm going to say, it's just me, I think she's corrupt. I think this, whatever, $1 billion to this Buffalo sports stadium, her husband's involved in the concessions, doing Penn Station over again. Her donors are at the inside. I mean, I know there's always a lot of insider dealing in this state, but I think she's off the charts and she's corrupt, and I think that's going to become another issue.
I agree with you, Larry, in the sense that, as I wrote in the column, one of the first things she did after Andrew Cuomo resigned was to start calling all of his donors to raise money.
Yeah.
I mean, if... As I say in the column, it's mystifying. She had sort of built an image as being apart from him. They were not close. So that's how she could escape the sexual harassment stuff, that she didn't know anything about it. She was not close to him. And it's true. They were not close. And yet, why then would she go into office and start acting just like he did? You know, raising money, giving contracts. I mean, it makes no sense. You had a chance to start over. You had a chance to create a first new impression. And it became just, you know, as someone's been, people have been writing, Cuomo 2.0, Cuomo in a skirt. I mean, there's very little distinction between him and her in these habits, meeting in secret to resolve the budget. I mean, it's just, why would you begin your governorship that way if you want to create a new impression for voters?
Weak character, and I'll tell you, New York is going to have a clean sweep. That's coming. Michael Goodwin, thanks a million, my friend. Appreciate it.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.